It's 8:43 on a Tuesday morning with the Musers. We just did a big segment on all the changes they're having to make to AT&T Stadium to host the World Cup. Well, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk more about this is the Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Can y'all do me a favor, please?
Okay.
Can y'all just gently kill me?
Why?
What's the matter?
Just next time you see me coming out of the store to get in my car or coming out of a steakhouse restroom with lipstick on my face and my tie around my forehead, just sort of gently shoot me with a poison bullet.
No, we're not going to do that.
This stadium renovation for these stupid soccer games has me pulling my own fake hair out.
Well, it's the World Cup. It's a big deal.
I'm telling you, George, I am chasing my own elderly Arkansas tail trying to keep up with all these demands from FIFA.
FIFA?
This FIFA organization, that's like dealing with the mafia. They bark orders at you. They expect you to make it happen. It's not good enough for them to play on artificial turf. Play them stupid soccer games. They said I had to grow real grass in there.
Yeah, they like it that way. They don't like that artificial stuff.
Well, I had to raise that field level by 3 feet. Do you know that?
That's what we heard, yeah.
3 feet. I've been, you know what it takes to raise a level 3 feet on an air surface area that big? A lot. A lot. I've been in the cab of my Kubota skid steer from morning to night getting this thing set up.
You're doing it?
Yeah, I got, well, not just me. I got Steven and all his friends working on it, too.
Wow.
And they're lazier than crap. They spend half their time just over there on their phones on the sidelines catching up with the Insta-Facebook. But Jerry Jr., he's been having a time out here. He loves it. He loves this construction zone. He's been playing in this 200,000 pounds of sand we got stacked up over here.
Tons.
And unfortunately, we discovered he's been using it as a litter box.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Man.
We had to replace all the sand twice.
Oh, dear.
We'd find his melted baby roof all stuck down in there. I'm looking at him right now through the window. He's still got his fursuit on from that furry convention this past weekend.
Oh, yeah.
He's treating it like a litter box. How did that child come from my loins? Seriously, I must have gotten a pretty strong x-ray to the nads right before we conceived him. And I've had to put a buttload of organic artisanal gravel in here. That's what FIFA's wanted.
That's what they want.
We had to get organic artisanal gravel that was locally sourced and imported from Italy and made in the USA.
What? Okay.
And
well,
then spread all that out there, then put sand on top of that, and then put some sort of artificial turf mixed in with real turf on top of that, and that all raised it up by 3 feet and completely covered over them ground suites.
I know. That has to hurt you to see those.
Oh, my beautiful ground suites. You know how proud I am of them.
Yeah, I know.
And we had to put these huge we had to hire someone to build these styrofoam plugs to go in them ground suites so we can cover up over them.
Yeah.
I made them make a little extra 3D printed styrofoam plug for Gene's mouth, too.
Oh, no, come on.
Jerry, stop it.
She complained. Oh, my good Lord, that woman complains. She's real jealous of all this money that I've been spending out here.
Well, I bet, yeah.
$350 million.
As long as they don't touch the artwork, though.
Yeah, oh, well, she's had all that taken out of here. She don't trust these FIFA people with all that expensive artwork over there. She kept telling me she thinks these Spaniards are going to steal some of her art.
God. She'll be all right.
$350 million. That's an entire Bravo Eugenia right there. $350 million.
Well, yeah, I guess that is a good way to put it.
I mean, I saved some money, though.
How?
You know, I had to get some grow lights out there to grow the grass.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, Nate Newton and Mark Stepnoski loaned me more than
Oh. You're using their lights.
To grow the stuff, yeah. No rental fee on that.
Very good. Kind of them. That'll save you a little bit of cash.
I need it. Oh, I'm balls deep in World Cup, boys.
It sounds like it.
I know. And, you know, this is hitting me at a hard time financially.
Why is that?
Because I've just got I got new child support payments for Veruca.
Oh, gosh.
The judge upped her payments. Her mama switching her to some fancier daycare, so that went up.
No, it's not.
And then I got boat repairs going on.
Boat repair?
Well, yeah, Stephen and Junior. They took Spalding's friends out to Lake Ray Hubbard, went tubing behind the Bravo Eugenia, and they hit a stump.
Okay.
They had that yacht on that lake?
They did. And it sheared the prop, damaged the lower unit. I mean, this estimate's coming back way too high.
I've never heard of anyone tubing behind a yacht.
Yeah, sure enough. And not just one person tubing. You know, Bravo Eugenia, that thing's got enough torque. It's carrying his whole graduating class back behind it.
Oh, man.
But I got to go now. I got to take Jerry Jr. to the emergency room.
What happened?
Oh, he got a kicking tee stuck up his butt.
What?
Again, he's always putting stuff in there, and we got to root it out.
A kicking tee?
Yeah.
So, all right.
All right, then.
We'll see you at training camp.
Good morning, man.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Jerry.